Okay. Chicken, tikka masala, speech, analysis, part one. Robin Cook, a member of the parliament, a well-known figure in the Labour Party, and in the British Foreign Secretary. The speech was to the Social Market Foundation in London, and it was held on the 19th of April 2001, and it was reprinted by the newspaper The Guardian the same day. The speaker, Robin Cook, describes the aspects that in his opinion defines Britain and what British and Britishness even is. It's a political speech by Robin Cook where he talks about how Britain always have been a multicultural society and how it should continue to be so. British are not what you would commonly understand by one race, but a collective of different ones. Communities that have immigrated to Britain in the past and now form a part of it. And according to Cook, there are only few people in England who are real British. Most have foreign ancestors and are influenced by other nations that have politically or historically influenced Britain. Sorry. And this is shown in the quote that I will read out now, out loud now. The idea that Britain was a pure Anglo-Saxon society before the arrival of communities from the Caribbean, Asia, and Africa is fantasy. But if this view of British identity is false to our past, it is false to our future too. And this can be seen on page 40, line 5 to 8. And as the quote shows, Cook gives examples of countries that have had a notable influence on the Britons, mentioning the Saxons, Angles, Normans, and Dutch, which is not shown in this quote, but he says that later on, and Richard the Lionheart, the British ideal of a man of honor who spoke French and was allied with the Jewish community. Cook believes that immigration is both good for ethnical and for economical reasons. First of all, it raises a country's economy and increases its activity for international companies. And furthermore, by legalizing immigration, it can provide the immigrants who would be there anyway with legal and social protection, and they can provide for themselves and do a good thing for society, get a job and pay taxes, for example. Cook's view of integration is a salad bowl integration where you mix many different nationalities and religions and so forth, and everything and everyone plays its part in society, and you do not necessarily have to get rid of your other nationality, but you can be both. For example, you can be both British and Indian. The solid ball integration is a lot about respect and adaptation, but most of all, the feeling that people wants to do the greater good for this nation. And in the end, he talks about the role foreign cultures have been playing for the British lifestyle, and he demonstrates that by mentioning the dish chicken, tikka masala, which originally was an Indian dish that the British that Britain have adapted and slightly modified. And this can be shown on in this quote. Chicken tikka masala is now a true British national dish, but only because it is the most popular, not only because it is the most popular, but because it is a perfect illustration of the way Britain absorbs and adapts external influences. Chicken tikka is an Indian dish. The masala sauce was added to satisfy the desire of both of British people to have their meat served in gravy. And this can be seen on page 41, line 1-5. And this quote is also an analogy, because first of all, it is a simile where he compares the dish chicken tikka masala with something with the country Britain, so it's a simile, but it is also a metaphor of something. It does not only mean the dish, but the dish could represent something, and I think that this something is the country itself, and how Britain is good at adapting to other nationalities and other people and integrate them into England. And in the end, he comes with a sum up of his speech, a kind of like a moral of the story, where he says that Britain is a multicultural society, that it needs to be a multicultural society, and that Brits need to be proud of it.